Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. Hey, everybody. Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy. Back in the studio is Mickey Mikeworth. I don't know why I'm whispering, but it just feels like I should whisper today.
Right. That's because she's trying to not get me to giggle.
Yeah. Okay. So Mickey's primary business is Mikeworth Consulting, and I'll have your prior shows in the show notes. Sure. So people can refresh their memories. Mikeworth Consulting is a private planning firm whose goal is to guide individuals and businesses toward resource innovation to attract wealth faster and more efficiently. She is often called, in quotes, the resource guru by her clients for her ability to help them identify fresh approaches to building value in their financial life by putting personal values as the primary driver for decision-making. Mickey's areas of expertise are keynote speaking, workshops, lectures, custom full semester, financial education programs, training for nonprofit groups, and outreach workers, and small business consulting. Her ideas, if you've been listening to her, are years ahead of trend and change the whole framework of how people view money. Welcome to the studio, Mickey.
Hey, I'm always glad to be here.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Well, how are you feeling?
You know, I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. I've had a busy day. You know, I'm an early riser. You know, I'm just downright happy to be here with you.
Oh,
you know,
great.
This is always, you know, we always have so much to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
You know, I love your listeners. I love the other people you have on the show. And, you know, it's always just great to be here.
Oh, good.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. Well, you and I had spoken, actually, one of our more early morning walks we went together.
Yep.
When I joined you.
Yes.
For your...
Yeah, I think I let you sleep until 6.
Yes, you did. Right. But you and I spoke and we thought, you know, let's talk about math for consultants.
Yeah.
You know, and you came up with 10 tips that I think are awesome, and we'll just get as far along with
tips
the tips.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah, totally. Like, I mean, it was a 5-minute conversation, and then boom, I get the text.
Right.
Here's my top 10 list.
That just lets you know how much I've thought about this every day.
Wow.
Because there's so many people that have the same...
issues.
Well, they're not even issues. They're just the same journey.
Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah.
That
yes.
So many people are consulting. So many people are trying to kind of figure it out. And whether they're new at it or whether they've been at it for a while, you still got to kind of figure it out. And math, and I'm a math geek. So that's, I mean, that I solve everything in the world through numbers. I mean, that's my lens.
Yeah. There are many consultants that are saying, you know, here's how to make your million-dollar consultant business,
right.
You know, with mastermind groups or whatever. And so, you know, I was one of those people who journeyed to Arizona and, you know, went through the training.
And how'd it go?
No, the training was really good.
Uh-huh.
But I really got a glimpse of what you were talking about earlier when we were off the mic, and that's mm-hmm. that... less than 1%.
Yeah, one half of 1%.
One half of 1% of solopreneurs who start a consultancy go beyond that.
Yeah.
So it's such a small number.
I love it when people are like, I'm going to make $1 million a year at this. And it's like, well.
Yeah. And they also say we'll help set up a plan.
Yeah.
But there's no way you can set up a really concrete, I mean, you know, I realized you need to start much smaller, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, your practical approach is what hits it out of the ballpark every time. For me, any conversation we have, I get so much mileage from what you say because
well,
you
thanks.
Think in such practical terms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I'm a farm kid. So, you know, we like things that just work right away.
Yeah.
You know, let's get that thing moving. You know, let's get that shit moving. And we,
right.
We have to yield money.
Right.
And, you know, this is a, it's hard enough to be in business by yourself.
Yeah.
Or figuring it out, or, you know, here's what you're good at, or just finding your path.
Yeah.
If there's no money there, it makes it kind of awful.
Yeah.
And
kind of.
Kind of. I mean, it makes it kind of awful.
Yeah.
And, you know, money only has one purpose. It's going to give you some choices.
Yeah.
And, you know, my role is to go, okay, well, let's give you some choices and, you know, let's find out the right choices for you.
Yeah.
And let's have a very, very tactical conversation about how you get started.
Yeah.
And part of that is just learning how to manage your timeline.
Yeah.
That's
the first. So I would like to read a little bit of your text to me last night. It was so funny. So here's Mickey's text. Well, and I put it in working terms. Mickey Mikeworth doesn't mind telling you she's pretty hardball when it comes to making money.
Yeah.
For 20 years, along with helping people create wealth, Mickey's also been handed excuses as to why people can't make a living, and 90% of them, 99% of them are all garbage. Also, 90% of them are about avoiding doing the real work of only things that lead to money.
Yeah.
She says, there's no universe telling you that you're moving in the wrong direction. The universe may be giving you messages you are ignoring, like you need to face your ego, fear, and vulnerability.
Yeah.
You need to get right with the fact that there's work to do and money to be generated.
Yeah. I'm a little hardball on that. That if you're gonna, you know, you said it to me in a different conversation, which is everybody loves to be a business owner.
Yeah.
That's so glamorous. I own that. I mean, that's so fun. But the reality is that in order to get it to work, it's work.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's late nights, it's lots of ideas, and it's really focusing on things that generate.
Yes. So our audience for today is really those of you who are out there, solopreneurs who are running a consultant firm.
And it doesn't matter what kind of consultant. They're all the same model. So if you're a lawyer, if you are someone who has
an accountant, a recruiter, massage therapy business.
Yep. So chiropractor, lawyer.
Yeah.
That you're basically earning your keep based on an hourly rate. And that you're having clients and you're having relationships with clients that pay you money. And I will tell you that out of all the consultants that I've ever met, you know, part of the reason that they're in that business is because they like who they like the people they do business with.
Yeah.
And they want that relationship. And that's actually for most consultants why they're in it.
Yeah.
Is they're in it because of the love of the game.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the paycheck. And that can be a real problem.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because this is a sales game, that if you're here to sell, you're selling your time, you're selling your ideas. You have to actually do that.
Yeah. So one of your first tips is to learn to make all the money you need for the week in one day.
One day. That's the first assignment I give everybody.
So that's the lesson for everyone who works for themselves. You need to be able to make your minimum living dollars in just one day.
Yep.
So how do they do that?
Well, a couple of things. One, a lot of people launch while working. A lot of people are starting their business while they're doing something else because they need that paycheck. So if they're just starting out, they're doing it at nights, they're doing it on weekends, they're doing something else like that. But the first ticket out of your old life and into your new life is to program that one day with your nut. You know, that everybody has a nut that they have to get through in a month or in a week. So figure out what that week is, what that week number is, and then you work backwards from there. So if you need to make, you know, $1,200 a week, well, okay, how do you make it one day?
Yeah.
And that means lining up clients on that day. That means making sure your prices are appropriate, or that you're teaching a class, or that you're doing something that can generate all the income that you need to just be able to make what your old living was.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother conversation too, because a lot of people, when they start So let's say you reach a point where you're generating the amount of income that matches your salary.
Right.
Some people make the mistake that that's all the money you need to work with, which right. you need like three times that amount.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you have to pay taxes. You know, everything needs to come out of that. Yeah. Your marketing, all of your software and technology. Right. And
if you're working, you're already used to paying taxes.
Yeah.
So that part, you got that part. But you do have to be able to do this other stuff, right? Which is, you know, yes, you have to pay taxes, but you have to have healthcare. I mean, healthcare is kind of like the number one gig of why people stay working.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a great plan for our healthcare system right now. Healthcare is a really big determining factor, especially if you have a family or if you have someone who has a health crisis.
Yeah.
That people will stay working for others because of their healthcare, because it's worth more than anything they could earn.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
which says a lot about our healthcare system.
Well, there's a whole nother, you know, we could go there
forever. Bubble.
But the piece to be burst. Also, the reason that I also like that piece of advice is that it teaches you the pace at which you must go.
Yeah.
If you really want to do great things, you know, you've seen me in a lot of different times, right? My energy level at 5 a.m. is no different than at 10 p.m.
Right.
And you've seen me in the dark at 10 p.m.
Right? right. Sledding,
right? I mean, that I come out wired this way. And there's a pace at which I work. And I'm just excited to be in the game. Let's go. Let's build. Let's do that. So one of the things about learning to make your whole week a pay in one day is that you've got to learn a new pace.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be in the game.
Yeah. Great.
And it's a fun game to be in.
Absolutely. When you're with your peeps, you find your peeps.
You know, I have met some really great consultants, and they have a lot of, you know, you fall in love with your clients in a quirky little loving way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want them to win.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah. So our second math for consultants tip is to set realistic timelines and clear goals. So most practices, no matter what type it is, dental, chiropractic, like we were talking about earlier, legal firm, massage therapy, business consultancy, recruiting firm, human resource organization, you get the idea, bookkeeping firms, they take more time to build than is initially planned for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, if we come back to your example of somebody working maybe full-time and then they're trying to get their consultancy kind of going, so they're working at it part-time.
Right.
So you've got a real number there.
We have a real number because they all – look, all businesses have a same pattern. They have a 7-year pattern, and so does the market. So these are real – kind of consistent growth patterns for every business and every business owner. You know, that first year that you're just trying to kind of get in there and move your money maker.
Yeah.
Right? The second year, you just kind of do a little bit more. The third, you better start building some infrastructure and some resources, because by the time you get to year five, everything you started in year one with is going to change.
Yeah.
So most people come to year five, and it takes 5 years to build it.
Yeah.
And it really does take 5 years, and that's 10,000 hours of work.
Yeah.
So
60 months.
60 months. It's not. It's 10,000 hours of work. So you can choose how you want to do that. If you're going to do it where you only have 500 hours a year to invest in it, it's just going to take you that much longer.
Yeah.
So when people start doing these little side jobs or they just take it part way, the reason that they feel like they aren't getting anywhere or it's not lifting, they didn't give it enough actual fuel.
Yeah.
And it is 10,000 hours. Nobody's going to shortcut.
Yeah. So just know that.
Yeah.
It's the 7-year cycle, both with the market and your business. And if you're shifting your business model, Yeah. For those people who've been in business for a while, by like they want to add a different revenue stream, that they really need to allow the time to experiment and gather enough research and test out their new innovation
right.
Before they can kind of implement it and work it into the mix of the other services that they provide.
Right. And that is also going back to that energy piece, right? So
yeah.
if you've been doing what you've been doing, you start to kind of get into an energetic pattern, right? Where you kind of go, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. Okay, well, you know, that's enough for today. And you that doesn't really bring you to, let's build this new thing.
Yeah.
And so you do have to learn to kind of compact that money-making portion so you can make way also for the new things you want to build.
Yeah.
So you have to get good at making money quickly.
Yeah. And fail quickly with an idea that doesn't work.
Oh, you're going to fail 1,000 times. I mean, we all fail 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the war stories, right? I mean,
yeah. And the reason why we can talk about it is somehow we cash flowed it.
Right. Right. But you have to. But it's a lot easier to cash flow if you have, you know, the other things that are working.
Yeah.
Working in place. You know, that bread and butter income.
Yeah. Right. All right. We could hop to the bread and butter.
Right.
We actually wouldn't hop. We would probably, you know,
right.
Grab the bread and butter out of the fridge. And
right. Well, bread and butter clients
yep.
really are those people, you know, I always look to a barber, right?
They're such a good example.
Well, they're such a great, you know, look, if you're a man, you I'll use our sound person here, right?
Mike Cabea.
Right. That you know, you aren't going to wait 6 months to get a haircut. You're probably going to want one in about 20 days. Yeah. So, you know, those are those clients, you know, learning to see your clients often.
Yeah.
Clients will do better when you see them more often. Be prepared for what you're going to deliver and work through with them, but those bread and butter clients are crucial.
Yeah. And cash flow is king. It always will be.
Well.
And that's why you're developing the bread and butter and steady. It's steady revenue that you can build your infrastructure from.
Right. But cash flow may be king, but charisma, that's queen.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Great.
So, yeah. And the other thing that when you start to go through some of the lists that I sent over, that learning a pattern that's right for you, right? The next thing I would have gone to on the list that I texted you was really going back to really doing a real equation.
Oh, evaluating where your time is invested.
Yeah. I mean, you're really looking at how much time you have,
yeah.
especially if you're parenting or, you know, people have a real life. I mean, life is complex. We have complex thoughts. We have complex families. That there are a lot of things that just aren't actually possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, do you have that amount of time to invest in a business?
Right. So you're talking about formulating kind of a real life equation.
Yeah.
And you are also, you talk about life force energy.
Yeah.
How do you harness that?
It's really what it is. I mean, the language is...
Oh, thank you.
The language is really, right? We all have only so much life force.
Yeah, we do.
Right? If you've ever been sick, you know you just don't have it.
Yeah.
Right? So some people are, you know, like I am wired and ready to go to the moon 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's not everybody's world.
Yeah.
You know, some people are really bright for 4 hours or 6 hours or 8 hours. You got to start to find when you're fantastic. And everybody has that magic hour, you know, that I'll use my mom as an example, you know, that if she has to be somewhere before 9 a.m., it's a disaster that she just isn't that morning person. But is she still watching movies at 1 in the morning? Sure. Even though she's going to be 75 this year? Sure. Because that's her natural rhythm. She's always been a night owl.
Right.
And I'm not.
Yeah. So knowing what your biorhythms are.
Yeah.
And how to utilize the energy that you have so that you can deliver the service when it works for you and when it works for your clients.
Right. Well, and when it works for what the task is.
Yeah.
You know, there are many times that we are doing prep work that we are doing something that's very diligent. Like, I have to be in front of a computer. I have to be writing. I have to have my best thoughts. I have to be, you know, tuned in right away. That's a certain time for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, that there's that we all have our magic hours. You know, I'm going to have a real magic hour set in the morning. I'm going to have another one in the afternoon.
Yeah.
For myself, I have had to struggle my entire career on the fact that my magic is from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 7:30. Well, raising a family, that's a disaster.
Right.
Because that's when my kids are coming home. That's when I have to make dinner. That's when I have to do all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And it was really learning how to manage that life force energy.
Yeah.
And my
answer— Did you shift it?
Well, my answer was to really make sure that I could have at least one night. So, you know, when I was a single parent, I had a babysitter one night a week. So I could work my magic hours.
Sure.
And then I could really, you know, kind of ride that horse to the finish line.
Yeah.
And then that was Thursday nights. And when I got married, we still had, you know, now we had way more children. And we had to really kind of bargain dinner time.
Yeah.
Of, you know, when are you great? When are you on and when are you not?
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to do it after my kids went to bed. You know, that I'd gone through my magic hour, I'd try to get back up again at 9:30. And as an early riser, 9:30, I mean, yeah, the lights out. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
like really terrible. Right.
Yeah, it's bedtime.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we have enough time to do one more, and then we'll do another episode where we finish the other five.
Sure.
So the fifth one is the new business. 35% of your time should be spent. This is, the percentage of time allocation. So if you're a new business, 35% of your time should be spent going after new business.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's about 14 hours a week and 50 hours a month is what you say.
And 14 hours a week is almost two full days.
Yeah.
I mean, that you really should be doing nothing else but getting new clients. And that right there, if you don't do that, the more you avoid that, the more you'll avoid success.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you work in social media? Is that part of how you work the percentage?
Again, you know, I play hardball. So social media, first of all, there's a lot of things about technology you can offset, right? But if it's not actually leading to cash clients, most consultants are not getting money from strangers. Most consultants are getting money either from referrals that know them.
Yeah.
That there's a lead generation or a partner or some reason to go, oh, you need the Mickey or you need this, right? I mean, we all know what the person that we should be referring them to. So you really have to work on those relationships that can send you money.
Yeah.
And social media is a part of it, but I would measure it. So if this was a consulting client for me, that I would be like, okay, show me the numbers.
Yeah.
And if we have a income goal, social media does a lot of things. It allows you to have a conversation. It allows you to bring a conversation to the world. And I really love social media. I mean, I have 85,000 followers on Twitter. So yes, I value social media, and that I enjoy social media. But if you aren't really getting something back from that, then it's not going to be a value.
Yeah.
It's really that handshake to handshake that brings for most people the most amount of money.
Absolutely. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, great conversation. I really appreciate all the feedback that you're giving. There's so many good nuggets in here. It doesn't matter how long you've been in business. These are pieces of information that we need to revisit on a regular basis because it's so easy to get distracted and to put our energy in ways that aren't producing results.
Right.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that, you know, I've dedicated my whole life to prosperity.
Yeah.
So it is the natural order. You know, prosperity is, you know, things that expand And so expansive energy is always going to go well. And if you can actually train yourself to work in that energy, your business will always grow.
Yeah.
So again, for me, it's a prosperity mindset.
Do you, well, let's add this one other piece then. How do you work through fear? Does fear come up for you at all anymore?
Oh, sure. Sure. Do I feel, well, I would call it vulnerability. Do I feel vulnerable or awkward or, you know, sure. Sure. But I don't have fear about, am I going to make a living?
Right. Because you've got a solid track record.
Well, yeah.
And and you're not worried
and we know
about
that
growth.
Secret. My whole year sold out in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, 1,500 appointments went in 20 minutes.
Yeah. And so, when you moved your office space,
mm-hmm.
did you go through some uncomfortableness of how am I going to make this work?
I would have done that even just 5 years ago. I would have felt uncomfortable.
Okay.
Sure. Sure. I would have felt uncomfortable 5 years ago. But I had to build to a point where I can take on risk.
Yeah.
And you have to, money allows you to take risk.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't know how you're going to pay
your
rent.
You've got more choices.
Yeah. I mean, that's an expensive rent. I mean, that's not one I recommend to many people.
Yeah.
it's beautiful, but yeah. You know, it's $5,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
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 So, you know, you have to really want that space.
Yeah. And you did, and you expanded to,
yeah,
you know, yeah. Make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll see you soon.
Okay. See you soon. Thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, photographer, videographer. My favorite brother from another mother.
Yeah, ours too.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next week. And oh, like always, please give me your feedback. We would love to hear how you digested this information.